am so far away, I am going to turn the meeting over to Councilor DeMarco. Councilor DeMarco, you are on.
All right. Did we put the time on the record?
6:32, I think, roughly.
Close enough. Very good. Any changes to the agenda?
No, no, sir.
Hearing none. We do have minutes. Has the committee had time to review?
Yes, sir. They look fine to me. I would suggest that we approve them as written.
Okay, we have a consensus on that.
Thanks to Tiffany for doing that.
Next on the agenda is well maintenance.
Okay. Before the committee this evening is some preventative maintenance at 8th and Deal and 13th and Elm wellhouses. This is a request to have a contractor come in and pull the well casing or the well shaft motor off, bring everything up, inspect it for wear and tear, broken items, what have you. Then also inspect the well casing itself with basically a TV inspection and give that video to Public Works and recommend any maintenance necessary and then go from there. This is in the CEP for once every 5 years for each of our wells to be inspected in this way. We reached out to three separate contractors with two of them returning bids. Public Works staff recommends going with Jones Pump Company. We've met with them. They seem to be a great company. This will be funded out of water capital projects. And we allocated $9,500 for each of these. Obviously they came in a little under that, so that's
nice.
That's good.
Nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
So committee options are as follows. Approve and head to council with it, or
yes, sir. I think that's wise and prudent. Thank you for the work on this.
Mm-hmm. You have a consensus.
Okay.
Nice to see things being done on a regular basis.
Yeah.
These days.
Yeah. It'll be nice to start this process every few years.
Preventative maintenance is money well spent.
Right. Exactly.
So next on the agenda, we have budget review.
For the committee this evening is another round of budget review. Not a whole lot has changed since last time you reviewed it. The one change that I would like to point out is the in the building department, line item number 3.
Mm-hmm.
We bumped up the building permit fee allocation in the proposed items. That's due to the apartment complex that will be going in at the end of 10th Street.
Right. That's moving along well.
Yeah, that's moving along, so that's something we wanted to reflect in the budget. Other than that, there's not a whole lot of changes. In each section, we did increase I kind of went blank on.
Hey, Jeremy, I have one question.
Okay.
What appears to be page number 2 on my electronic version.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what fund this. I presume this is still under building, but it's line item 723440, about the middle of the page, and there's some handwritten notes that says increase based on something, and I can't read what that something is. Does that say workload?
Workload, yep.
Okay, all right.
And
okay,
I had that same question. I had to stare at that for a while.
Okay,
yep.
Okay.
This workload.
See, some of us actually read this stuff, believe it or not.
Right, there you go.
Okay, that makes perfect sense.
Yep.
All right, so there, when you forecast that way, are you expecting them to pull permits this summer?
Yes, sir.
So
yep.
we'll be
Yep.
We'll get that revenue in that fiscal year.
Wonderful.
Your staffing costs any, or was it, did you bump it up a lot?
As far as in that line item?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, it was. The other line items that I wanted to point out were in each of the funds, we did increase the administrative charges.
Yeah.
By a little bit. And the other one is IT charges.
Right.
With the
which we knew was happening.
Right. Yep. Yep. With the new IT division.
Counselor, was there any surprise to you on that? That seems to me that was well covered and well proposed.
Right, and we've expected that with the reorganization of internal services and creating an IT department. So,
right.
In years to come, we can pick at it, as things develop as to whether administration is overcharging the departments. But this is the first year, basically.
Gotta
watch the bureaucracy.
It's the teaspoon in the bucket.
Right, there you go.
Right.
There you go. Another one I wanted to kind of point out to committee is in water capital projects and also sewer is the equipment acquisition. It's the $50,000 in water and the $300,000 in sewer. That is for the purchase of equipment for the new projects.
Rapid reaction force.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, that's our second time hearing that too, which is appreciated.
Right. Other than that's really about it. Does the committee have any other questions or anything I'd like
to
cover?
I saw nothing on the line here at all. All looks very, very good to me.
Okay.
So, yeah. I saw the lagoon in here. I don't know where I saw it.
Let's see. I'm on that.
Towards the end. Oh, there it is. Mm-hmm. It was on 406-100. 500 grand.
Yep. That's just moving some money over there to prepare if by chance DEQ gives us the parameters.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're prepared to move forward with anything we can at that time.
Has the clock started on the 300 days? Or are we still waiting for them?
No, sir. We're still waiting for them on that.
Okay. Great. Good.
We appreciate whoever's notes are in the margin for transparency.
Yeah, absolutely.
We can thank Gary for that.
We could add a key.
Yes.
So we can
We can thank Gary for that one. I think that was for both you and I.
Yeah. That was...
I appreciate it. Well, no, mm-hmm. it's great. It's good to have that. So there's no questions about what we're doing here.
Yeah.
No, I could read them all except for the one where the D was cut off on workload.
Yeah. And I. Mm-hmm.
A little levity, that's all.
So I'm just curious, Jeremy, what is the status? What's the thinking on the crack seal machine? Is that something we're contemplating or something that we're saving for, or where are we on that?
Well, the crack sealing machine, if we choose to, can be funded out of our ODOT exchange. So it's, I know Gary's put in there $100,000, but they're more right on the lines of 40 to 60, depending on what we would go with. And that's another thing, that if we choose to, we would pay 6% of that.
Nice.
Our
nice.
Budget. We actually nice. demoed one last week, maybe the week before. Came in the company helped. Well, we did it. We filled in some cracks at our shop just to see how it worked, and it was a nice, really nice machine. We want to look at a couple more before we bring any sort of ideas to you folks, but. Yeah.
Well, my thought on that is we can't seal cracks if we don't have a machine.
Right. Yep.
So we sub it out, and they can't do it until the rain starts, so we don't get it done for another year.
Right.
Makes
that's
no sense.
That's our thought too. Isn't so much the cost of having the project done. It's more of the timeline.
Yeah.
Everybody wants it done at the same time.
Time is money. Yep. Absolutely.
So,
good. Yep, absolutely. Well done. I have no other questions on the budget. Councilor DeMarco, do you?
No, I'm good too.
Okay.
It's been very clear.
Good. We can battle it out in a couple of weeks.
Okay. Send that to the next step.
Let's see here. What do we got coming next? Agenda forecast review, please. What does the future hold?
Well,
any changes from last month?
No changes to speak of. Like we mentioned, we're still waiting on DEQ for anything on the sewer
treatment
facility, lagoon system. Other than that, yeah, no changes on our end.
Super.
Very good. I have nothing to add. Do you, Councilor?
No, sir, I do not. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you, Councilor DeMarco. And thanks for allowing me to join via the airwaves.
Yeah.
I do appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Any other business from staff?
One minor thing. I have a company coming in. We don't know when yet, but I turned them loose on trying to get some scheduling done on 5th Street from the portion that was just fixed to the tracks, or to our easement on the tracks, to have that crack sealed and slurry sealed. The slurry seal will be very similar to, well, it's the same company, same thing as on 6th Street a couple years ago. So it's the aggregate slurry seal. And also on 4th Street, again from the portion that was reconstructed to Front Street, essentially.
Oh.
Just want to make that area look as new as possible.
Oh, you're going east. You're not going west. Okay.
Correct.
You're not going to Holly. You're going east. Okay.
On
gotcha.
on 4th Street section. Now on 5th
gotcha.
Street, we are going west.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
We wanted that area to look, to blend in with the new stuff as much as possible.
Yep. That'll look nice for festival and
yep.
function. That's for sure.
Yep. Exactly.
Yep. Great. Good. Cool.
Wonderful.
That's it on our end.
Thank you for all you do. Thanks mm-hmm. to Tiffany for all her work on this as well. And thanks to Gary, if you ever see him, if he ever decides to come back to this country again.
Right. Yep. Yep.
Well, then, hearing nothing else, anything else, anybody?
No, sir.
No, sir.
We're adjourned.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank
okay,
you.
Thanks for the use of the cell phone.
Yep.
Talk to you soon, Bill. Thanks again.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
647.